Greetings, friends, family, and partners. You're listening to the podcast, Choices We Believe, and my name is Joe Watson. And this just happens to be my 52nd episode to post. That means that all of the fun and games has been going on for a year now. 52 weeks we've been doing this. And the Lord has always surprised me and inspired me, given me subjects to talk about, and all of it is choices that we believe are right when we make the choice. What a novel idea. I decided to make a choice today, and when I made that choice, I thought I was right. Man, it's been a great ride, and I'm looking forward to another 52 more weeks to do this and come to you and talk about the incredible choices of life. And in this podcast, it's not going to be a lot different. In this one, we're going to talk about relationships as a topic of exploration. Can't even say blah, blah. So we're going to look at it real close. And in order to have a starting point with this, okay, if you can bear with me just a minute, I'm going to go back over to the dictionary and try to get a definition to start with on relationships, right? So what is this? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary, when you look up relationship, has several points that it points to, and it says the state of being related or interrelated, studied the relationship between the variables. Number two says the relation connecting or binding participants in a relationship, such as kinship. Well, that's interesting. It brings in kinship, which is a specific instance or type of kinship that's connecting or binding. And number three, it says state of affairs existing between those having relations or dealings. So if I deal with you, that's a relationship. Kind of a broad idea. And then lastly, it says a romantic or passionate attachment. You have a romantic relationship. Well, therefore, just based on what we've got here, we can conclude that relationships could be or are a state of being related or interrelated by a connection or kinship of one type or another. So that's our understanding. We're going to go from there and talk about human relationships, okay? So in human relationships, there are also varying levels of closeness. You can have a distant or close relationship. Words that we use to describe these kind of relationships are such as acquaintances, associates, co-workers, classmates, friends, family, spouse, siblings, partners, and it goes on like that. There are also other kinds of words that we can use to connect or describe the characters within our relationships, such as you could say you had a friendly relationship, you had a relationship of common interests, likes, you could have a championship or a companionship, mate, partner, of course, the romance, the love, you have a respectful relationship. You have a server or servant relationship. You can idealize a relationship, and sometimes you can even be codependent. Wow. A healthy relationship, though, is found when both sides or both parties, both elements are involved in the giving and receiving. Yeah, it's a two-way street. It goes both ways in a healthy relationship. Even our relationship with God works both ways, i.e. our, as an example. Let's look at Old Testament verses here for a minute. Psalms 103. Yeah, getting to the psalm. You like the psalms? I do. And this will be all of these verses are come out of the ESV. So Psalm 103:1 starts out with, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within it. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my iniquities, who heals all my diseases, who redeems my life from the pit, who crowns me with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies me with good or good so that my youth is renewed like the eagles." And you could read that. I mean, it says you. I said me. Could personalize that and to do that. But I see a pattern here. Yes, we start out, we bless the Lord. We praise the Lord. We hold him up, magnify the Lord in praise to him while recognizing those things that he does for us. You see, that psalm said that we start out with the blessing or the praising. But then it says what he does for us when he forgives me, he heals me, he redeemed me, you know, he crowns me with steadfast love and mercy. So God is giving to me and I'm giving back to him in my praise and adoration. Okay. Let's look at a few other verses that talk about relationships. That was a vertical one. Let's look at some horizontal one. Let's go over to Proverbs. Proverbs 27:17 talks about the relations between people. It says, "Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another." How about that? Okay. Also, in human relationships, that we sharpen each other by the pressure we exert, making each other better. Yeah, sometimes it gets a little friction in there, and there might be misunderstanding. But at the same time, we also hold each other up. Yeah, we're backing each other up, see? Another one similar to that is found in Ecclesiastes 4:12. "And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, okay, two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken." So, that means now that our conclusion would be that we sharpen each other. And by staying together, we are not easily or quickly overcome. Looking again into some Proverbs, I want to continue with this idea of horizontal relationships. In Proverbs 17, verse 17, it says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." In like manner, Proverbs 18, 24 says, "A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." You might get the idea that the family relation is adversarial, but that's not always the case. It could be that our fleshly family relations is a little more blunt, and that friendships are a little easier to take because of the way we talk to one another. So, talking about talking, okay, each of these, talk about our brother and our friend in both of these verses. Now, we know that our family isn't just for adversity, but they're always good for another point of view. Yeah, our friends might have other points of view, but they say it nicer. Family tends to be more blunt. I already said that. But speaking of family relations, we all have or had parents. We start out as a child, most times have siblings. We grow up to be adults with a spouse, have our own children. We have extended family, aunts, uncles, cousins, etc. In-laws, outlaws, however you want to state that. These are all relationships that work out or not. Sometimes it doesn't. Yeah. So for family relationships, you have less choice. I mean, you're born into the family, so those relationships are already cultivated to an extent. However, we do have the choice to be close to our family or be estranged. That's our choice. We can get mad and leave. But all relationships, chosen or not, are for a season and for a reason. The season may be lifelong relationships, but then again, it may be a partner or employer-employee kind of relationship that only lasts for a period of time with a beginning and an end. So I remember a choice that I made when I was a child. I had a best friend, and he and I did, we did a lot of life together. And this friend I had for several years, he was in my life, and then his family moved away to another state in the country. His father took a job, and they were gone out of my life for that. But it only lasted a year, and then they moved back, so he was back in my life. However, after some length of time, 3 or 4 years, my family moved away, and we were gone away for several years before moving back again. This friend was in and out of my life 3 times, and each time I enjoyed our time together, our friendship, and all of the things that we did, whether we were getting in trouble or not. We won't talk about that. But he became a really close friend, and he was actually a best friend or a best man at my wedding. But after that, I got married, he got married, and we began to go our separate ways, and we eventually lost contact. I still cherish that friendship and the memories of the time we spent together that we had, even though I now have other friends that took his place. Those times in my life were still very close and cherishing. And so by that, we know that life brings all kinds of relationships into our lives. So we must seek the wisdom to understand and know which of those relationships that we get, you know, let get close, and which ones that we have to keep at a distance. A lot of times people want to be your friends just to see what they can get out of you. And you want to be able to discern the ones that are really friends and the ones that are just users. Even our relationship with God varies based on our willingness to follow him and how close. So let us look to Jesus as an example. He had many followers, and some became disciples. The Bible tells us there were thousands who listened to him teach, heard his parables and his teaching. But it also tells us about 70 whom he sent out 2 by 2. And then there were 12 that were chosen to actually live with him. He spent 3.5 years pouring into their lives. They followed him even closer than the 70 or the thousands. But then there were 3 that were made up of the inner circle. There were the 3 that got to know Jesus more closely, personally, intimately. And then lastly, there was the 1. There was the disciple that Jesus loved. And as all of these, there's mutual decisions and choices that have to be made to be close or to not be close. And we all, like I already said, we need to know the wisdom of which ones are really friends that we can count on, which relationships we want to pull close to us, and which ones that are going to distract or destroy or somehow damage our lives. So one of the things that we always want to know is rely on the Holy Spirit, obey the Word of God, and then you will have the wisdom and insight to learn the true motives behind those people who want to have relationships with you. Relationships can be very fulfilling, close, fun, and have lots of positive attributes, but relationships can also be draining, damaging, and distracting from what you truly need to be doing. Watch out for your relationships. Be careful with those that you hang out with and those that you call your own. My name is Joe Watson. This is Choices We Believe. Thank you for listening.